We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
The Holy Spirit who is within us, and He knows our emotions and He knows our heart, He begins to speak on our behalf. Romans 8:26, Revelation 2:7 says that the Holy Spirit speaks and He calls and He commissions men. Acts 13:2 and Acts 20:20. It's Pastor Burns. Thank you so much for joining us today on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We are honored that you tuned in to our program. It's a wonderful, beautiful Lord's Day. In the middle of winter, it's a blessing to have a little bit of sunshine, some warmth. God is good, and God has given us His Word to help us to grow and to learn. He's a good God. And we're grateful to be able to open the Word of God and to learn His timeless truths. Let's look at this wonderful scripture together, John 16 and verse number 7. The Bible says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment, of sin because they believe not on me, of righteousness because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more, of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I, and He shall take of Mine, and shall show it of you." Imagine with me, you live in the first century, you are a converted follower of Jesus Christ, living in the very moments of the Lord Jesus' earthly ministry. In just 1 year, He has become the most important person in your life. You leave your trade, your family, your friends, your home to follow Him. He miraculously changes lives. He heals the sick. Watching His ministry, you begin to catch His spirit and His selflessness. You make right decisions, you touch lives, you walk with Christ. Then comes the day that He tells you, "I must go away." You think to yourself, there is more to be done, there is more work to do. Then a paradox is clear. In order for His ministry to be far-reaching, it is imperative that He goes away. Verse number 7 of our text says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you." His plan was to go to His Father and send His presence in the life of every believer. One pastor tells of visiting a church and finding a stirring red and orange banner on the wall with the words, "Come Holy Spirit, Hallelujah." These words were printed under an old embroidered image of a blazing fire. The visitor was also intrigued by the sign directly underneath the banner, which read, "Fire Extinguisher. May we not quench the power of the Holy Spirit, but may we live by following these three truths regarding the Holy Spirit and His ministry." Number one, let's think about the assignment of the Holy Spirit. Just as God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ also sent the Holy Spirit. The purpose of Christ was to die on the cross. But notice what the Bible says is the purpose of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that He was sent by Jesus Christ upon His departure. Verse 7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you." The Holy Spirit always existed. And since the creation of mankind in the Garden of Eden, the Holy Spirit always had a role in the lives of man. In the Old Testament, the Spirit moved in unique situations through the lives of people. In the New Testament, the Spirit's ministry was to take on an everyday dynamic role in the life of believers. Jesus said, "It is expedient." It means it is beneficial for you. It is in your best interest. So Jesus sent the Holy Spirit upon His departure, and He was sent to minister to and minister through Christ's followers. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit's ministry is to comfort believers. The Holy Spirit is not to keep you from difficulties, but the Holy Spirit is to comfort you through difficulties. God is our refuge and our strength. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. He's to comfort us and He's to teach us. The Bible says in John 14, verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is to teach us Bible truth. He's to bring us to remembrance of what Jesus has taught. The Holy Spirit of God is our best commentary. You know, there's a lot of mess today when it comes to doctrines and teachings in the Bible, and it's because there's a lot of people who are trying to understand the Bible without the Holy Spirit. In other words, they're not saved. People are writing books about theological questions and theological concerns who don't even know the Lord as their Savior. They don't even have the Holy Spirit, and they're creating a mess, doctrinally speaking. The Holy Spirit is to teach us about truth, but also to glorify Jesus. John 16, 14 says, "And He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you." The Holy Spirit will lift up the name of Jesus Christ to mankind. You know, there's a lot done in the Spirit's name, and you see a lot of ministries today that only focus on the Holy Spirit. But listen, if it's truly of the Holy Spirit, then it's Jesus Christ that's going to be lifted up. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, to lift up the Lord Jesus. "But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto Me," Jesus said, "as the Holy Spirit comes upon you and the Holy Spirit is evident in your life. Then you become a witness for Me, and you become a witness for Me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and even unto the uttermost part of the earth." What glorifies Christ in our world today is reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what truly brings glory to God, what brings glory to the name of Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is working to glorify Jesus. So we see His assignment, but secondly, I want us to think about the attributes of the Holy Spirit. What are some characteristics of the Holy Spirit found in the Word of God? Well, first of all, let's think about this. The Spirit's attributes express his deity. Consider this for just a moment. Christ is born, the Spirit is his forerunner. Christ is baptized, the Holy Spirit bears witness. Christ is tempted, the Spirit leads him. Christ ascends, the Spirit takes his place. His attributes, they express his deity. And the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit, he is eternally existent. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" The eternal Spirit, the Bible says. It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Weekends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
The living God. The eternal Spirit, the Bible says. Number two, the Holy Spirit is omnipresent. Whether shall I go from thy Spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. The Bible says, whether shall I go from thy Spirit? Where can I go that your Spirit is not? Well, where can I go to flee from your presence? There is no place because the Spirit of God is everywhere. I've been reading the book of Revelation and doing a Bible study, our Wednesday night Bible study that meets Wednesdays at 7 o'clock here at Kitchener Baptist Church. We're studying through the book of Revelation. And I've come to the sixth seal, Revelation chapter 6. And we see the wrath of God unfolding. And the Bible says there's a great earthquake. The Bible says that meteors fall from the sky and they crash into the earth. I believe there's volcanoes that begin to surface all over the world. The sun becomes black. The moon becomes red because of all of the ash from these volcanoes that are all over the world. You know, we're talking about a worldwide earthquake and worldwide volcanoes. And the world is just falling apart. I mean, it's just crumbling under the wrath of God. And the Bible says that those who have rejected God, these unbelievers, they run to the mountains and they cry out to the mountains that they would be hid from God. And they say, who can stand against the Lamb and his wrath? And friend, listen to me. They desire to hide from God, but they cannot hide from God. You cannot hide from God. God knows everything about you, and the Holy Spirit is everywhere. He is omnipresent. The Holy Spirit, he is omnipotent. The angel answered and said unto her, this is Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth not man, but the Spirit of God." The Bible says that the Holy Spirit knows everything about us. He knows the longings of your heart. He knows the questions that you're asking. He knows the complexities of your life. He knows everything about you. He is all-knowing because he is God. He imparts life, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you." Let me ask you this question. Who can raise the dead? Only God can raise the dead. Only God can give life. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of him, has raised up Jesus from the dead. We speak here of the Holy Spirit's deity. He imparts life. And the Bible says that he authored the scriptures. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. We see that the Holy Spirit authored the Word of God. Now, there's human penmen. We talked about this in a later episode of Timeless Truths. We talked about the word inspiration. The Word of God is inspired, and it means God breathed. God breathed. God moved upon these men, the Apostle John and Peter and Matthew and Mark, men like Moses who wrote Genesis, the very beginning of the Bible. The Holy Spirit moved upon these men as the wind would drive a ship. The Holy Spirit drove these men or moved upon these men, and they began to write the Word of God. And so we talk about human penmen like Peter and Paul and Matthew and Mark, but really God is the author of the Bible. And that's why we say the Bible is the Word of God, because God is the author of the scriptures. The Bible teaches us about the Holy Spirit that his attributes express his deity, but also his attributes exhibit personality. You know, there's a lot of people who say, well, the Holy Spirit is a force. But the Bible says that he's a person. He's the person of the Godhead. He is co-equal with God the Father and God the Son. There is one God who has expressed himself in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit possesses the characteristics of a person. He has mind or intellectual ability. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, at verse number 14, the Bible says, "For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." See here that he has intellectual ability. God knows all things, and the Holy Spirit, who is God, knows all things. We see the Holy Spirit has will. He makes choices. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, "But all these worketh the one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." God chooses who will get various abilities, and this is the working of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit has emotions or emotional capacity. Romans chapter 15, verse 30 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." And so we see the Holy Spirit possesses the characteristics of a person, and he performs the action of a person. He loves, Romans 15, 30. He teaches, John chapter 14, verse 26. There's no greater teacher than the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says he guides. And Romans 8, verse 26, the Bible says he intercedes. When we pray to God and we don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit who is within us, and he knows our emotions and he knows our heart, he begins to speak on our behalf. Romans 8, 26, Revelation 2, 7 says that the Holy Spirit speaks and he calls and he commissions men. Acts 13, 2 and Acts 20, verse 28. The Holy Spirit receives the treatment of a person. He can be reverenced, Psalm 51, verse 11. He can be rebelled against, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 10. He can be blasphemed, Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 to 32. He can be lied to, Acts chapter 5 and verse number 3. He can be resisted, Acts chapter 7, verse 51. He can be obeyed, Acts chapter 10, verses 19 to 21. And the Holy Spirit can be grieved, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30. Friend, listen to me. If the Holy Spirit is working in your life and he's convicting you of your sin, He's showing you the judgment of God, that God will judge sin and that hell is our destination. That's the work of the Holy Spirit to glorify Jesus Christ. Friend, listen, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't resist his work in your life. Obey him today. Obey him today. Don't be like King Agrippa, who said to the Apostle Paul, "Almost thou hast persuaded me to be a Christian." Listen, friend, don't be that individual that says no to God and no to the working of the Holy Spirit in your life. There's the assignment of the Holy Spirit. There's the attributes of the Holy Spirit. The assignment is that he is to glorify Jesus Christ. He's at work to bring us to a point where we accept a Savior. The attributes of the Holy Spirit is that he is co-equal with God the Father and God the Son. That his attributes show his deity, that he is all-powerful and that he is everywhere at one time, that he is a person. He's not a force in our universe, but he's a person who loves and cares and guides and teaches and intercedes and calls and commissions men. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. But I want us to think about, thirdly, as we end this Bible study today, I want us to think about the activities of the Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit doing in our world right now? What is the activity of the Holy Spirit in your life right now? Well, think about this. The Holy Spirit is at work in the world at large. He strives with mankind, restraining sin. There will come a day when God's Spirit will not always strive with man. Genesis chapter 6, verse number 3. But God is at work today, and he strives with mankind, restraining sin. He convicts mankind of their sin. And when he has come, that's the Holy Spirit, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He convicts mankind. He witnesses to mankind. Acts chapter 5, verse 32 says, "And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." In Acts chapter 20, verse 23, the Bible says that he witnesseth in every city. When we go and we tell people the gospel of Jesus Christ, guess what? The Holy Spirit goes with us, and he convicts hearts, and he does an eternal work in people's lives. The Holy Spirit is at work in this world, but the Holy Spirit is also at work in someone who receives Christ. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit regenerates our spirit. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit gives men new life and a new nature. The Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, we have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now, this is not physical baptism, which is an outward picture of an inward work. The word baptize means to submerge. We are in Christ, and we are submerged into the body of Christ. We become a child of God. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit seals us. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, in whom we also trusted after that we heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. This sealing speaks of a symbol of salvation. It is proof that we have eternal life. The Bible says if you have not the Holy Spirit, then you are not a child of God. That's why it's wrong to say, well, you get more of the Holy Spirit if you are nearer to God. Listen, being filled with the Holy Spirit is not you getting more of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit getting more of you. The Holy Spirit is a person. And when you got saved, you are sealed. The Holy Spirit moves into your life and He indwells us. But we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? The Holy Spirit indwells us, and the Holy Spirit gifts us. He gives to us spiritual gifts to be used in the local church and to serve in the local church. The Holy Spirit is in this world. The Holy Spirit is working in the believer at salvation.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask Him to save you. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through Him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.